there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. This is John Katsalamidis. I write for the Las Vegas Sun, Las Vegas Weekly, all the titles in Greenspun Media Group. The column is the Cats Report. I do a lot of magazine writings, and I write for sister publication Vegas Magazine and our new weekly publication called The Sunday, which comes out on the Sunday, except when it comes out on the Saturday. I'm going solo this week. Dish is in, she left the country. She's in Montana. And she will be back hopefully soon. Joining me now in the role of co-host and guest.
Is it something you said to Trish that made her not return?
It was a subtle thing.
Subtle thing.
It was just like, something like, I wish you'd just go to Montana and an open-ended vacation. It was like a just, and somehow she wound up in Montana on an open-ended vacation.
But what you
vacation.
Meant to say was pass the salt.
Salt. Pass the Parmesan, would you go to Montana? I don't know how she misconstrued that anyway.
Anyway, we miss you and love you, Trish.
We love and miss you, Trish. We haven't announced who my guest is, who has an affiliation with Wayne Newton, who sang us in with that Viva Las Vegas rendition. It's Kelly Clinton Holmes, ladies and gentlemen. Snap, snap, snap. Listen, we had a studio audience. They'd be clapping
snap,
now.
Snap, snap, clap, clap, clap. Hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
The Cats.
And it was a treat having you Monday night. You came and hung with us at the Bootlegger for my Open Mic Cabaret.
Open Mic Cabaret, which is in its 10th year now.
I think so. Is,
right? And it started in 04?
Yeah, it's a decade.
That's a 10, that's a 10 years equals a decade.
It's a decade. Yeah.
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 Except in Montana.
Except in Montana, like of course. Everything's
11.
Different.
They go on a metric calendar up there.
But yeah, it's been that many years, and it has evolved and changed and grown, and it's still so much fun.
It is. It's a terrific time. It's an old Vegas time. I've always mentioned when I talk about old Vegas, I talk about the Bootlegger nights, especially yours, but they do some other stuff down there. Laura Schaefer and her father
play lots of stuff
on Sundays, and throughout the week they have music. But the anchor of the whole thing, the nexus of that, the wheel— is your show.
Did you swallow a dictionary?
I've been doing a lot of writing lately, as you know.
You're the best.
We'll talk about what I've been writing about your your boyfriend.
Yeah, my boyfriend.
He's a
I'm married to him, but he's still my boyfriend.
Yeah, I always get that mixed up. Yeah,
it's
you guys
secret.
Are married.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But
I gotta remember to update my my contacts and add your
we're
last
still goo-goo-eyed. Googly-eyed. No, goo-goo
you
is
are.
Different. Okay, googly-eyed.
So I want to return a little bit to the open mic, because we haven't had much of a chance to talk about that on this show. But you started it 10 years ago, and it was when, who were you partnered with? Blackie, was he part of that at the time?
Well, at the time.
Sonny King.
Sonny King was there.
Yeah.
They were on, actually, Friday, Saturday nights doing something called Off the Cuff.
Okay, that's right.
That was
right.
With live music, and they did a lot of sitting in, and all the great entertainers would come in and jam with them. And then this all came about through Ruthie Catalano was the hostess of, do you remember Ruthie?
I mean, I don't remember meeting Ruthie, but I've edited stories with Ruthie's information.
She was responsible for a lot of things that happened there because she was invested every night of the week. And she had a birthday party for our friend Eric. And she said, Kelly, why don't you come and why don't you sing a few numbers? I'm having a karaoke thing. And I go, oh, no. I am a singer and a professional. And she said, no, you'll do your own 45 minutes and then sing something to Eric. Anyway, so I did it with Tracked Music.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did karaoke all night long. And she said, I have an idea.
Bing, bing, bing.
And it was her idea. She said, why don't we combine you with the karaoke? And again, I was like, pshaw. And then I said, okay, I'll do it for a little while. And that's when Clint Holmes, Bill Fain, friends that I worked with Wayne Newton all those years ago, I was surprised. They all came out and they started coming and singing, and it turned into every week it grew and grew and grew. And before you knew it, you couldn't get a seat.
Yeah, it became a thing.
Yeah, it became a real thing. Uh-huh. I was shocked.
Monday night thing, yeah. And I mean, I know that back, you know, over the course of time, we've had Cookie Jar in there. Tom Jones has stopped in there.
Sheena Easton.
Jack Jones.
Bill Medley.
Bill Medley.
Yeah.
Who else? Bob Anderson has been in there for, you know, over the course of time, fairly recently.
Dee Dee Bridgewater did come in there. Mm-hmm. I can't think of all the names, but so
those
many
types
people.
Of people would show up, and that's what made it a really cool, helped make it a really cool hang. And then you have your friends also,
and then,
you know, all variety of
exactly.
performers.
All of the friends who are professional, and then a few, you know, lots of people who are up and coming still. Now, first of all, I have to clarify, it is no longer karaoke.
I know. We have stopped calling it karaoke.
No, when I left for a couple of years and they asked me to come back, I said, I'll come back, but we got to get rid of that K word. Not that mm-hmm. there's anything wrong with that. It's just that the caliber of singers.
Caliber with a C.
Yes, exactly, with a C. They were just so good, it just didn't really fit, but we had such a great time. But I said, I'll bring my musical director, Michael Clark, and he was key for me. Mm-hmm. And then slowly but surely, like a drummer would come in, and then eventually we turned into a band. And so we can still have some folks come in with track, but we don't say the K word anymore.
Yeah, it's and Michael rule. Knows everything. Michael can play anything.
Michael Clark MC. Is, mm-hmm. boy, he is.
Keyboard player extraordinaire.
What a catch, what a dream mm-hmm. he is. He is a singer's dream,
mm-hmm.
and he has a catalog in his brain. He'll just, I mean, you've seen it in action.
Oh, yeah.
Someone will call a song, and he'll close his eyes for a second, and then he'll start the
mm-hmm.
song.
Mm-hmm.
And if they go left or right, which I'm guilty of myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll go, whoa, just somehow I got to the bridge accidentally. He just follows you, and he's just great. And then I've got Jim Snodgrass on sax and flute, and I've got Jim DeNoon on guitar, but he's out for a little while mm-hmm. right now. Tony Drake, who has been on so many records that we all own.
Jim's birthday the other night, right?
Jim DeNoon's birthday, mm-hmm. yes, and we celebrated it. And he's getting a little better. He's not doing too well, but he's getting better every day. And on drums, Jess Gopin, mm-hmm. who I share with Clint Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a great drummer. And then all of these friends who keep coming back.
Yeah, Jess has one of the great accessories as a stage, on a stage outfit, the washboard tie.
Yes.
Anywhere is with Clint. I think that's the coolest
it's
thing.
It's literally a tie.
It's a tie that's a thin washboard. And that's what he wears over at the Cabaret Jazz shows at Clint front. So this is you mentioned how you got to Las Vegas. And that was, you got here as you were the pride of Clark High School, right?
I was the pride, yes.
Yes, still are the pride of, but your professional career started singing with Wayne, right?
I did. Mm-hmm. I've actually lived here since I was 12 years old, and we don't want to get into the math of it, please. anyway, but then when I got out of high school, basically I started singing with bands in the lounges, which was a great training ground. And I saw that Wayne Newton was headlining at Bally's. Anyway, it's a longer story mm-hmm. than that. The cool part is I met him. I ended up singing with him for a special show he did. Was a tribute to Elvis. It was the 10-year anniversary. Uh-oh. They could look that up, huh?
Keep going. Just go with it.
Okay, I'm anyway, something with an F. So, is my age. But anyway, he was
frivolous.
He's a great mentor in my life. I will always honor him mm-hmm. and never forget what he did for me, which was put me on his main showroom stage. And I got to work with Elvis's performers and then later sang with him.
Yeah.
And that's when I met Trish.
Trish McCrone.
Yeah,
all roads
partner.
Lead through that whole, that whole circle.
It's all about Trish.
I've always thought, you know, when I brought up, I'm friends with the Newton family, obviously, for a long time also. And whenever I brought your name up to Wayne,
mm-hmm.
he says the same things like, name again.
The last thing he said
you should have your own sitcom. That's what he has said. And
you know
he said
what?
That repeatedly and consistently.
That is mm-hmm. so nice to hear. Yeah. He did say that to me then, and he gave me great advice. He talked even about when he was on the Lucy show. He said mm-hmm. it has to be the right thing. He said that he was offered his own show after his appearances on Lucy's show, and she gave him advice and said, because it was a character that he did.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a country
bumpkin
mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so she advised him, you know, to really think about doing that because he'd be stuck as that character for all those years. So.
Yeah, boy, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be that even today if he had done that.
He would be that guy.
Because it probably would have been a pretty highly rated show at that time coming off the Lucy show, and then all of a sudden you're not the guy who's saying Donk a Chain anymore.
but he paid it forward. He mentored, you know, myself and lots of other people over the years, and he had great mentors like Jackie Gleason, Lucy. Anyway, I love Wayne.
Yes, we both do. I got to do this. We're going to take a break right now here on Cats with a Dish. Guest is Kelly Clinton Holmes. Take a break while Josh Bell talks about movies, and we'll be back. So stick around. I know we will.
This is Sean Alan Krill as Sam Carmichael.
And Christine Sherrill as Donna Sheridan in the New Tropicana's version of Mamma Mia. And you are listening to
Cats with a Dish.
Where are you going?
I got somewhere to be before the sun comes up. I can't take you with me. You'll slow me down.
We won't slow you down.
So you're really just going to leave us here?
Stay off the streets. Find somewhere to go.
That's Frank Grillo as the reluctant leader of a group of refugees in The Purge Anarchy. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. While the first Purge movie took place in a wealthy suburb, Anarchy is set in the center of an unnamed city, where a group of people find themselves stranded outside as the Purge begins. The setting offers an opportunity to explore how the annual orgy of violence reflects class differences, but as in the first movie, writer-director James DeMonaco's efforts at social commentary are half-baked at best. The movie's main characters spend the majority of the time running from various gangs that are out to kill them, with very little variation in the peril. I give The Purge Anarchy 2.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is Planes, Fire, and Rescue, the second movie in the computer animated series spun off from Pixar's Cars.
I know it's after sunset, but you're in command. It's your call.
There's not much time. If you're gonna go, you better go now.
And we'll need every plane we've got.
The second Planes movie finds former crop duster Dusty Crophopper, voiced by Dane Cook, transitioning from a high-speed racer into a firefighter for dubious reasons. Like the first Planes, Fire and Rescue is dull, predictable, and flat, with decent animation but lifeless characters and a perfunctory narrative. Dusty's firefighting adventures are as uninvolving as his around-the-world race, and the best that can be said for Fire and Rescue is that it features fewer egregious ethnic stereotypes than its predecessor. I give Planes, Fire and Rescue 2 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Sitting with me now is one of my favorite, absolutely favorite people, entertainers in this or any other city, Kelly Clinton Holmes.
Ditto, baby.
Ditto. Ditto, baby, she says. DB, you are going to be on the stage on the Las Vegas Strip this weekend.
Yeah,
let's talk about this lipstick you were emceeing.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
This
is a brand new show, mm-hmm. and as you know, it just opened last week.
Yes,
and it's all female comics.
Yes,
I mean the top comics of today.
Mm-hmm.
And Wendy Williams, you were there for the opening night.
I quote Wendy Williams right now.
Okay, can I do it too? Oh, that's disgusting.
We got it out of our system.
Can't believe we did that.
Now, I was at this show, Kelly. We talked about this too, Kelly, at this show the other night. Mm-hmm. And Wendy Williams has a huge following. She's not a stand-up comic. It was on
she
her
also has huge
she has, big
love
hands.
For the business.
Yeah,
yes.
Large hands. And
arthritis.
Which embraced her. She's naturally very funny.
Yeah.
And if you hug her, you feel it. Put it that way. And she was going to cross this off her bucket list because she also is has a she's frivolous.
She's fuh too.
Yeah, and so she came out and did about an hour and change of never boring material.
Stories.
Stories based, came around. You know, it was somewhat erratic, but never boring, you know, often raw. And at one point she belched.
You mean, she really did belch, huh?
She took a drink of champagne and then was going to start the story, and she belched, and the crowd loved it. The crowd places packed because of her TV talk show.
Oh, yeah, she's got a huge following. And but yeah, that's what's missing from the main showrooms today is burping on stage.
Gastric
But it happens.
Expulsion.
Sometimes you can't help it. It just happens.
Well, she went with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that she's a pro.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting because this is not what Lipschitz is going to be about.
Right. Not burping.
Not burping, not a single comic. It's right. going to be, you know, we had this show was they had a club DJ start it the first few minutes and got everybody fired up. And then she came out and it was just really rowdy. And but what you're going to be doing is more like what Lipschitz is going to be, which is a lineup, right. A host. Couple comics.
Kind of a traditional yeah. comedy club, but it's all females.
So all that's women. Great. Right.
And a lot of people, like I did the announcement of it. You were there that mm-hmm. day when they announced to the press about the show. And Whitney Cummings
was
a big part
comic.
Of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be performing right. later in the series. And you introduced her. And yes. you will be introducing the comedians this weekend who are
Heather McDonald from Chelsea Lately.
Chelsea Lately. A lot.
And Eliza Schlesinger.
Schlesinger.
That's not easy to say.
Schlesinger.
I'll be saying that a lot.
Elijah Schlesinger.
I hope so, because that's what I'm going with.
Schlesinger. I barely know her.
Exactly past the
salt. Schlesinger.
Right. Schlesinger.
You'll get it.
You married her. Anyway, she's very funny.
Yeah.
And she won a few years ago, Last Comic Standing Champion,
yeah. So she's the, I think she's a headliner, right?
I don't know how they're balancing it. I think it's a double headliner show okay. this time. And then I'm emceeing. I'll do a couple minutes in the mm-hmm. front, say hello and get them something. And then.
get them something from the concession stand.
Can I get you guys
I'm going to get you. Can I order, take orders? You should do that. Can anybody up front? Need anything because that'll burn off 90 yeah. seconds right here.
I'm gonna go. Is there anything I can get you? I'll be right back. Something like that. No, but I'm excited about them. I'm like that nervous kind of excited because I'm a fan, first of all, of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And then these ladies are hot comics today.
Yes,
so.
They're the real deal. And yeah. it's tonight and Saturday night at the yes. Sands Showroom. For those of you who are wondering where to find it, it's where the Human yes. Nature Act is performing. Now, how did you get connected with this
Actually,
show?
I got called from a gentleman who we worked with years ago. There was a show that Bill Fain and Clint Holmes were working on. We created a few years ago, and it was with comics like Pam Madison,
mm-hmm.
who's a very
okay.
funny lady,
yeah.
and Dennis Blair and Mark Cohen. And anyway, it went through a lot of different changes. Sketch comedy. And mm-hmm. we had Neil Miller and Myron Martin were involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
They were part of the you know, they were producing it. And Neil is a big part of the Venetian, and mm-hmm. he gave me a call because, you know, he likes what I do.
He's whatever. Involved in Lipschitz.
Yes.
I saw him at the show the other night.
Yes.
So
he called me, and then that's where the ball got rolling. And I knew I was going to do the announcement of it, but I wasn't sure I was going to get to be a part of it. And sure enough, this is my first weekend with Lipschitz.
And are you going to be asked to do more of these?
I hope so.
Yeah.
We have talked about that.
Okay, yeah, because it would be cool to have you be the regular
That's the
host
idea,
of the series.
But they won't have an MC every single time because
mm-hmm.
some of the comics come with opening acts. And
Oh, yeah.
But and that's what the plan is when they have an MC that hopefully it's going to be me.
Yeah, and we name check. Wendy Liebman is in this. It's Joy Behar is in this.
Lisa Lampanelli.
One of the biggies.
Oh
Lisa
yeah,
is. And I mean there's a wide variety of tenor in this, but they're all women.
Yes,
and that's
interesting.
It is.
Right
you know, I was
there.
Watching.
I love it.
You know, when I was watching Williams on last week. It occurred to me pretty quickly that this was mm-hmm. I was not the demographic for a number of reasons. But it's been, would you agree with this, that it's been assumed and expected that women make the call on entertainment in Las Vegas? They primarily, it's their call. I've heard people say this, that they decide, they're the ones who tilt the decision.
You're saying like the husband and wife come to Las Vegas.
Come in. And what the woman wants to do usually is what.
Well, you know, it's such a big statement to say that. But I will say that Clint, my husband, compromises mm-hmm. quite a bit if his wife isn't happy and uncomfortable with something. He may cave. I think that's what it is. That's how we came up with caveman. That's how that term came. Yeah.
He does cave. He craters, except when it comes to his own show. He needs to go to that one.
Oh, God. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I do think that there's some truth to that. If the wife, you know, I don't think they you know, win on everything.
If they're going together.
Absolutely. There have to be some shows involved. It can't just be all about, you know, the sports book or the gambling or the
right.
I do think the wife has I don't know.
I don't know. I've had people who are entertainment directors in town explain that they've studied this and that
really?
Is the case. Yeah.
Well, so there it is. That's a fact right
you know,
there.
But I've never heard. They've been men who've told me this. I've never had a woman tell me that.
I do think that's probably true, that the wife, you know, compromises but kind of gets her way maybe more often.
Is this going to develop into something, you know, more expansive for you being in this series? I mean,
I hope so.
You could do something over the course of
well,
your
they
own
have talked,
act.
They yeah. actually have talked to me about emceeing and then possibly co-headlining or being like, you know, how in a traditional comedy club, they'll have an MC and then a middle act and then the headliner. So they have definitely talked to me about doing that. And I'm just, you know, I don't want to say I'm doing it until I'm actually doing it, but I'm excited about it. I'm getting ready for more time because when I do my show, as you know, I do a lot of, you know, comedy. Mm-hmm. I don't do stand-up comedy, but I do some of it is kind of stand-up.
It's like
characters.
It's like, yeah, it's character-driven and it's sketch
yes.
sort of feeling,
right.
you know, one woman's sketch comedy.
Right.
You do characters.
So that's what I would have to work that way. I would like to, you know, develop some of the, I do a lot of characters. I do my mom. I do a little tribute to Wayne Newton. And some
Which
of it,
is
yeah.
terrific. It's one of my favorite
Should
things.
Should I break out into that for a second?
If you want to, yeah. Wayne?
When I first met Kelly, I said to her, "You are a budding superstar, that's what you are. And I'd love to have you on my show, but right now, 5, 6, 9, 12, talk a show."
Anyway,
you did that at the tribute, the benefit we had.
Full costume.
Party for our friend Jerry Jones. I came apart, man.
We co-hosted. That was fun. That was fun. You did a great job.
Oh, man, I'm just navigating, you know.
No, you are one of the funniest people.
It was fun.
It was fun.
It was a good thing. It was a cool thing. It's fun. You know, people afterward, I will tell you, after that show, people asked if we had done this before.
I know. I like that.
And
I thought that was nice.
And we had not.
No, the
I
only
don't think
thing
ever done anything like that before.
I've been on this show with
You've
you before.
You've been on this show.
But you, I interviewed you on my show that I was doing for about a year and a half, Talk Tales.
Talk Tales.
And that was like television, but it was on the internet, right?
It was
a podcast.
A reasonable facsimile of
Absolutely.
Television. It looked like television.
Yes.
It felt like television.
Yes.
But it wasn't on television.
I'm going to call you Vocabulary Man from this point on.
I'll ask you some of the questions you asked me in that show.
Facsimile.
How often, Kelly,
yes.
how much sleep do you get?
Facsimile.
Thereof.
Quintessential.
You have an untrammeled talent. But
I don't know if I should come across the table and smack you.
No,
or
I would never do that. To my knowledge, now I have to go up and look up untrammeled. I think I've got it. It's a synonym of unbridled, limitless, boundless.
Well, I have to look up synonym Schlesinger. Anywhere
it's in your spice rack.
Clint says when I use any word that's not and, if, the, but, or something, I have like the spanky little rascals boing in my head. I go, quintessential boing. Did I get it right?
The little bubbles that come out in cartoons and pop.
Exactly.
You know, like in the Archie comic strip. What?
I slow the word down. I break it into pieces.
Those ER words, that comes from Kelly Clinton, by the way. Anytime I hear an ER word, that came from one time. Altimeter, I just met her. You know that.
Whoa!
That was from something I'd said to you a long time ago. Yeah, you wouldn't even remember. But we're at the bootlegger.
Oh.
I might have even been the word bootlegger. Actually, bootlegger. I barely know her.
Oh.
And you said bootlegger. I married her, and that's like it was funny. And it came from somewhere else. But ever since then, it's become a
thing.
You
know what it is? Is we're both weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not criminally so.
No, no, not that kind of way. No, we're just strange, quirky. See
How much
things.
Do you know about me?
No one knows.
How much
that
sleep
much.
Do you get? You asked me that question.
Did I really ask you that? Wow, what an
yeah.
interviewer. What a Barbara Walters
that
moment.
That was the line. That was the line of the century on Talk Tales. You ask. Here's how it went down.
Really?
Because I had to go back and watch it. You ask. You're out all the time. You say this. You're out all the time.
Yes.
How much do you sleep? And I said, I sleep more than you might expect, but less than can be deemed healthy. And then you say, ballpark. And I say, no, at home. That was the give and take.
Let me tell you.
And I could hear, you watch that, you can hear Jerry and Clint laughing in their little studio audience. And we're like,
that's like Wimbledon. What a match that was.
It was. It was like, yeah, it was like like your husband's favorite sport. Little grass court volleying, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was what the line was.
Appointment TV. That's what that was right there.
It was.
We did. We ping pong back and forth.
Appointment TV, and Kenny Davidson was on the keyboards. I met him
at the Tuscany every Friday. Oh, before I don't want to run out of time. Before I say, I would love to invite you to come to my. I'm doing a performance at the Viva Las Vegas Events Center.
Oh, tell me about this. Yes, when's that coming up?
It's July 25th. I just did a date on July 11th, and it was so much fun. The room is very cool. Rhonda Carr, he owns the Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel.
That's right, next door.
Yeah, so he bought this property, and he and his partner and this great team of people have made this wonderful room, showroom. There's a bar, there's dinner, there are tables. It's just, it was really an exciting night for me. It was packed.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a
cool place.
Yeah, it's the sound, the lights, it's just beautiful.
It was used as a set in the movie Casino, that room.
Was it
Yeah,
really?
It was the restaurant scenes that they built were in that room. And it's just, for those of you who need to know where it is, it's just north of the Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapel on Las Vegas Boulevard, but south of Charleston. It's right near that corner, and if you're going northbound, you make a right-hand turn.
Between Sahara and Charleston.
Yeah, between Sahara and Charleston, you're going north on the boulevard, and you'll see it on the right.
Park Paseo is
the Park Paseo is the little street you make the turn on east. And I've been in there once, and I went in there on a Sunday afternoon about, 6 weeks ago, just to say hi to Ron and see what was going on. I ended up staying there for 2 hours hanging out. Yeah. It's a beautiful place.
It really is.
I didn't see you on the 11th, but I want to see you on the 25th.
Yeah, come
definitely,
back.
Definitely, yeah. What are you going to be doing?
Well, I did a lot. I've kind of did a lot of things from my show, Freckled for Life, on the 11th. So whatever I didn't do, like I actually think I'm going to do my Wayne Newton full out. And I'm going to do some of my other characters that I didn't do that night. And I have great musicians on the saxophone. This gentleman, Steve Johnson.
He's
great. He played flute, clarinet, sax, something I don't know what it is because it's a trumpet and a trombone.
He plays a didgeridoo.
Yeah? Is that okay to say on the air? Okay. You guys have
the small one.
No? Anyway, so... Anyway, it's not a, Anyway, I can't think of the...
The keytar.
Flugelhorn. It's not that. It's like a trombone or trumpet. Anyway, he's an amazing musician. I had Tony Drake again and Jess and Mike Clark as my musical director. So and I had a special guest. I had Elisa Fiorillo, who might come back. She sings with Prince.
Sings with Prince. What a great gig.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
They just played in New Orleans. And she's... such a great singer. She's done Broadway and
Versatile. Very. Yeah, and she hosts a Sunday night gig at the Viva Las Vegas.
No, you know who that is?
Doesn't she host that?
No.
Or sub for that? No. Or appear in that? Who does that?
Catherine Arianoff, who is a great singer, actress, musician.
I'm getting mixed up.
We were in Nonsense together. Anyway,
oh, right.
She does a great job at that.
Yes. So the whole, everything, you guys are so busy. Clint and you are very busy. As we wrap up in the last minute here, we spent some time in Hollywood together watching Clint. Two amazing experiences with him at the Hollywood Bowl and him at the Capitol Records Studio recording with Dee Bridgewater for his upcoming CD. A magic experience.
Absolutely.
A magical time. And we got it all recorded and written about. It's on my website now in The Sun, and it'll be in The Sun Sunday in the print edition. So look for that if you're a Clint Holmes fan or just a fan of cool stuff happening for Las Vegas people. And it was an honor to be
so
with you guys.
Great to have you there.
It was an honor.
It really was magical and exciting, unforgettable.
Yeah, fantastic. You guys are continuing to pound it down here in Las Vegas. Kelly Clinton Holmes, Lipstick tonight and Saturday, and at Viva Las Vegas Event Center on the 25th. Catch her because she's one of the greats. Thanks a lot for coming down here, Kelly. We'll
Thank
do it again.
Thank you, John.